Today we've come to a wonderful lesson, enjoying heavenly blessings now. A lesson that I heard a long time ago that I have adapted from a preacher who preached it many years ago. And it had such a meaning that I thought I should try to relate this lesson myself from the Word of God. And the idea behind this lesson is enjoying, to some degree, we can enjoy some heavenly blessings that are foreshadowed now. And that is some blessings that we will fully enjoy in eternity. To some degree, we can enjoy them now. This is the second version that I've compiled slides under this particular title. Sorrow and tears are here, but there are none in heaven. That is something for us to consider and something for us to think about. There are sin and temptation that are here, but neither are in heaven. Suffering and death are here, we see it every day, but there is none of that in heaven. Our life here is temporary, but eternal in heaven. And so it is heavenward bound that we look, instead of becoming so attached to the earth and deceived by those material things and our fleshly existence. Like Abraham of old, we look for that place, the builder and maker being God, the heavenly Jerusalem, that one day we hope to be there with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, spending eternity with the redeemed of all ages. And so we realize that our life here is but temporary, and we await the eternal, which is much better. Hebrews 11 and verse 13, all these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth, for those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity, to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. And that is what we look forward to, that eternal city, eternal inheritance, that our spirits may be housed in a resurrected spiritual body that is being prepared, that we may have at the day of resurrection. We long to be in heaven, but even now, God blesses us by foreshadowing some blessings that will be fully realized in heaven. We should greatly enjoy these blessings now, knowing that the joy in heaven to come will be so much greater. And so what do we have in mind? Well, we have in mind first those heavenly blessings that we can think about and look forward to, that will be fully realized in heaven, where we will be with him. We will be with Jesus. We will be with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Revelation 22 and verse 1, Then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will no longer be any night, and they will not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever. So one day we will be with him, and all that eternal glory that has been opened to us by Jesus coming as Savior and entering heaven as High Priest, so that the way might be opened through his perfect sacrifice, completed at the resurrection, where our bodies will be able to be joined with our spirit in that spiritual form that is suitable for us to live eternally without sin, sorrow, suffering, temptation, or death, or darkness. Yes, we look forward to being with God in heaven. We also will be like him. We will be like him in the fullest degree that we can. This fleshly body that we have now must be discarded, and that spiritual body must be given. And it says we will see him face to face. We will be like him. We will be like Jesus. 1 John 3, verses 1 through 3, see how great a love the Father has bestowed on us that we would be called children of God, and such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is. And everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself, just as he is pure. And so we will be like Jesus, and we seek to be like him now, and we will get to that in just a moment. In Philippians 3, verse 20 and 21, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself. And so God's plan is that we will ultimately be like him in the greatest degree, so that we can share together in whatever God would have us do, serving him continually in worship and praise. And that is the next point. We will worship him in heaven. Revelation 5 and verse 9, the vision that John saw, and they sang a new song, saying, worthy are you, that is the Lamb, Jesus, to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood, men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders, and the number of them were myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands. And what John is seeing is a vision in heaven with the Father, as revealed in chapter 4, and the Lamb, Jesus, as revealed in chapter 5, and then the thousands of angels surrounding the throne, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them are heard saying, "To him who sits on the throne and the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever." And the four living creatures kept saying, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. And so there is worship in heaven regarding Jesus and regarding the Father. And it is perfect worship where all praise and honor is given him as they rightfully deserve. Well, what about now? We look forward to being with him, being like him, and worshiping him. But now, what do we have? Well, we can be with him now. That is, spiritually with him, by being drawn into close relationship with him through the gospel. Ephesians 1 and verse 20, speaking about the power that God has exerted to raise Jesus from the dead, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in the age to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And so this is where Jesus is, at the right hand of God, where he is ruling over all. But then in chapter 2 and verse 4 of Ephesians, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us," and we have that repeated again, but we will try to get that corrected in the lesson that we will post later, the handout. "Even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." So he has seated us in the heavenly places where Jesus is, and he did that by raising us from the dead spiritually, and that has occurred when our faith in Jesus as the Son of God, believing he is Lord of heaven and earth, being raised after he died for our sins, after living a perfect life, God raising him from the dead, seated him with all authority over heaven and earth, Jesus being God along with the Father and the Holy Spirit, believing he's the Son of God, repenting of our sins, confessing our faith in Jesus as the Son of God and being immersed in water, baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins at that point of baptism, accompanied by faith and repentance and confession, we are raised to a new spiritual life, forgiven of our sins, united with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection, and now to some degree with him in the heavenly places, being his children, adopted children of the Father. Colossians 2 and verse 11, and in him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, and the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions. And so we have been raised to be with him, connected to him by obedient faith, by his grace, being saved through the blood and the burial, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And we have been brought to him. We are with him now in this relationship. That happens at baptism, not at the sinner's prayer, but at baptism. For the forgiveness of our sins, immersion in water. Romans 6, verses 3 and 4, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. That happens in baptism, where we are raised up to be seated with Jesus in the heavenly places, connected with him, that we are with him now in this relationship that is brought forth by grace through faith, and that we can continue to be with him in eternity. And that so many deny baptism for forgiveness of sins is a shame, an eternal shame, because it prevents us from acting by faith in the way that God has commanded so that we may be saved and may be forgiven of our past sins. And so we would encourage all to be with Jesus now by being saved in the way that God would have us saved, Acts chapters 2 and 8. We can read about that through faith in Jesus leading to repentance, changing our minds about our sins, leading to confession of that faith in him as the Son of God, that he is equal with God, the Father and the Holy Spirit in nature, and that he is Lord of heaven and earth, God raising him from the dead, after him dying for our sins, and being baptized, immersed in water in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins. That is when we are raised up to walk in newness of life. That is when we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. That is when we begin to walk with him now by faith, that we may be forgiven and grow in his grace and knowledge and one day be with him eternally. We can be like him now. We will be like him in eternity when we receive our spiritual bodies, but right now we want to have our spirit be conformed to the image of Jesus rather than the image of Satan. And so we meditate upon and apply his word as his children, that day by day we become like him. Luke 6 and verse 40, Jesus said, "A pupil is not above his teacher, but everyone after he has been fully trained will be like his teacher." Romans 8:29, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he would be the firstborn among many brethren." And how does that transformation come about? It comes about gradually and slowly, day by day, as we allow our minds to be renewed by the Word of God, as we turn from sin and confess that before God and receive his forgiveness, 1 John chapter 1, Acts chapter 8, verse 18 through 24, that is what Christians do. Repent of our sins and pray to God, confessing our sins that he might continue to forgive us, and then learn and apply his word, that it becomes our character, our new Christ-like character that God produces by the power of his word working in us. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. "Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, made into a different form, by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." And as we do that, applying the Word of God, we become different from the inside out day by day, so that Christ may be magnified and glorified, and we may become like him even now, day by day. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as the Lord the Spirit." So we are being transformed day by day through the Word of God being applied to our lives, with the continuing help of the Lord's mercy as we repent and pray, confessing our sins as fallen Christians day by day, so that his blood might continue to cleanse us. We can worship him now. The worship that we are to follow is a spiritual worship, not patterned after the Old Testament worship. That was a physical worship, had to do with animals and incense and a physical priesthood. But now it's a spiritual worship based upon the sacrifice of Jesus, his blood, and him being high priest and us being priests, through whom we can go to Jesus and offer our spiritual sacrifices. John 4, verse 23, it was Jesus who said, "But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, and such people the Father seeks to be his worshipers. And God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." Not the physical sacrifices, but the spiritual sacrifices, not the instruments of music that the Jews used in their worship, but a spiritual worship with spiritual songs offered to God without instruments, but the instrument of the heart being used, bringing melodies to God, teaching one another and praising God. Ephesians 5:18-19, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. And so we are to worship God in spirit and in truth. One day we will be perfectly like Him. With our resurrected body, we will see Him face to face. We will be like Him. We will be with Him. And we will worship Him. But now we can be with Him to a degree as we are baptized for the forgiveness of our sins, having believed in Jesus as the Son of God, repented of our sins, confessed our faith in Him as the Son of God, and been baptized, immersed in water, that we may be forgiven and become united with Jesus in the heavenly places where He is ruling now over heaven and earth. We can be with Him, and we would encourage you to be with Him. In that way, we can become like Him now by letting the Word of God rule in our minds and our behavior, that we may become different, conformed to Jesus' image. And when we sin as fallen Christians, let us repent and confess our sins and pray to God for mercy as often as needed. And then we can worship Him now in that spiritual worship that He would have us do, that we can read about in the New Testament, that is not based upon the physical worship that foreshadowed those things in the Old Testament with the animal sacrifices, but is based upon the spiritual worship that God would have us involved in now, according to the apostles' teaching that we can read about in the New Testament, working in a local congregation together as He would have us do. We would encourage all to respond to the gospel today before it is ever too late, and begin to enjoy these heavenly blessings now, and look forward to that eternal realm where we can be with God in all the glory He has prepared, that we may worship and praise Him forever and be like Him to the ultimate degree that He has provided for us, that we will begin to experience when Jesus comes again and the dead in Christ will be resurrected. We would encourage all to respond to this, that we can read in Acts chapters 2 and 8, how to become a child of God and how to continue as a child of God through repentance and confessing our sins and praying for mercy. Acts chapter 8, verse 18 through 24, 1 John chapter 1. If you would call, text, or email us, we would be glad to contact you and study more with you, even by Zoom if possible, or in person if that is possible. Or find those in your area who can help you study more from the Word of God. We would encourage all to respond before it is too late, as today we draw our lesson to a close.